to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
I'd love it if you had a Bible open, because we're strolling through the wonderful New Testament book of James, a treasure chest of wisdom for life today. We're up to James 1, verses 16 to 18. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Well, having mentioned the temptations from within in the passage we looked at last time, James now turns to the gifts that come from above. Far from sending temptations, God in fact sends good and perfect gifts. These come down from above, James says, from the Father of the heavenly lights. It's a strange description of God, but it's obviously a reference to God as the creator of the heavenly bodies, Genesis chapter 1. But what are these gifts of the Father that come down to us? Part of the answer is found in the very next verse. Verse 18 says, "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth." In the previous paragraph, James talked about the birth of sin and death, but now he urges us to contemplate the greater birth, the one which came through our hearing and trusting God's word, the message of Jesus. New birth is not a weird fanatical thing in Christianity. It is the thing that happens when you trust in God's offer of mercy through Jesus. You are remade, reborn. You're given a new relationship with the ultimate Father. This point deserves special attention. According to James, our spiritual birth as children of God is a gift from on high. It's not a payment for work carried out here below. No matter how strong is James's insistence on good deeds, his starting point is grace. Our spiritual birth is a gift. Some of the bad press the book of James has received over the centuries would have been overcome if this important starting point had been remembered. This gift of spiritual birth comes from the hands of one who, according to verse 17, does not change like shifting shadows. Our salvation, in other words, is grounded not in our incomplete efforts at obedience, but in the immovable, unchanging character of God. That's good news. How sure is your salvation? As sure as the character of God. The gifts from above probably also include the gift of wisdom that we've talked about in previous reflections. This is suggested partly by the fact that James has already described wisdom as a gift from God's hand, back in chapter 1, verse 5, and partly because James will later say that wisdom comes down from above, chapter 3, 17. This is the same words used in this part of the letter. For James, then, the gifts of God are twofold: new birth through God's word, and wisdom to live the way God wants us to. In fact, in James's thought, these are really two sides of the same coin. As challenging as James's call for godly perseverance appears, his words are filled with encouragement to the believer to rest in the marvelous provisions of God. In particular, we should always remember that our new birth as Christians is not dependent on our efforts to be good. Rather, it's based on the unchanging character of God. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. Our place before God derives not from our intentions or resources, but from his choice, his gift, his word. As much as we must strive to live up to these divine privileges, we must also learn to relax and revel in them. Denise Levitov has a beautiful little poem all about this grace that is accepted but not earned. Let me read it to you. It's called The Avowal. As swimmers dare to lie face to the sky and waters bear them, as hawks rest upon air and air sustains them, so would I learn to attain free fall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all-surrounding grace. Our current inadequacies in the Christian life should not cause despondency. They should motivate us to thank God for His grace and pray to Him for a deeper experience of His gift of wisdom. Well, if anyone had suggested 10 years ago to Rachel that she would one day become a Christian, she would probably have laughed out loud. "I had no idea that Jesus even really existed," this 26-year-old says of her understanding of the Christian faith. For many years, Rachel was, by her own admission, a long, long way from God. The pain of a broken home led her away from her family and into a damaging lifestyle of drugs and eventually to a period of living on the street. Rachel's first contact with Christianity was a girl she surfed with. Allison invited Rachel along to Bible study after the two girls had slowly become friends. "It wasn't really my thing," Rachel says. "I was weirded out by all those people who loved each other and hung out together. But that was the beginning for me," she says. She was also profoundly affected by Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ and became more of a regular face at Bible study. "It took a couple of months before I became comfortable," she says, "in knowing that these people actually did care about me. I felt loved and accepted, genuinely. For me, that was a huge step because I had all these little pockets of my life that I couldn't talk about or mention, and with these people, I was able to talk freely and feel accepted." Eventually, Rachel did respond to the grace of God in Christ, and her life has never been the same since. She says, "I have a real peace about who I am, where I'm going, and what I'm doing, and I don't have the hate in my heart anymore. The hate's gone," she says. "Hate was my fuel for life and a lot of my determination. I have different fuel now, a different energy. I've had to give up so much of myself, but I have gained tenfold. I have given up what I thought was important, but slowly as I became more aware of God working in my life, I was willing to give up more and more. I feel renewed and clean, a pure person, because of what God has done for me." Well, Rachel has experienced what James calls the gift of birth through the word of truth. Let's pray. Father of the heavenly lights, thank you for your gracious gifts. I deserve nothing at all from your hand, but you offer me free mercy, new birth through your word. Teach me to trust in your gifts and learn to live for you in everything. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.